Meanwhile, a New York Times report alleges that a senior aide to Governor Cuomo interfered with the work of the Moreland Commission, the group Cuomo appointed to investigate corruption in Albany. The Times story also accuses the governor's office of trying to stop the commission from investigating groups tied to him. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney was a member of the commission, and yesterday Grant Reher, host of WRVO's Campbell Conversations, interviewed Mahoney after the Times report came out.
With this report, are you surprised by anything in it?
Well, I don't think that the full story is anywhere near out. And I think that it's one of those stories that you're going to have to wait till you get all the way till the end. And then when people feel like they're more free to talk about things, you'll start to be able to get a more clear picture. My comments that got me in trouble to some extent were not, you know, no one ever said that to me as a Moreland member, no one ever said to me that anything was off limits. And I believe that we had the ability to go anywhere that we wanted to go and to do anything we wanted to do. There's two points I want to make. One is me personally, I wanted to focus on the policies that made the fraud possible. I wanted to focus on the policies and not the individuals. And as a result, I wasn't on the investigative committee. But having said that, that no one ever told me that we, you know, were prevented from doing anything, my point was, who in the public is going to believe anything that comes out of a commission in terms of an investigation of the people that appointed us? And that was my point. I'm on a commission with a group of district attorneys. And I said, how many of you have ever conducted an investigation where you've let the subject of your investigation pick their own investigators? It was a broader point, but it did cause controversy that I regretted after the fact.
But I'm curious now, you didn't get a sense of this directly, but did you ever have someone from the commission say to you, we were told hands off here, or we were told to back off?
The conversations that I'm hearing about now, I think, took place among the chairs. And there was an obvious leak inside the commission because we would have a meeting and then it would all be documented in the newspaper and then we would all come back together. And it was kind of strange because everybody knew that somebody was talking and they weren't necessarily giving an accurate description of what was happening. But since they were the only one that was talking, that was what the public was being left to believe was happening with the Moreland Commission. So as a result, the chairs, you know, handled more of that among themselves. For instance, these investigations, I never knew the names of the senators. It was Senator number one, Senator number two, Senator number three. I never knew who we were talking about. And I think that was purposeful because there were people that were inappropriately talking to the press, and that was people were trying to prevent something damaging being leaked.
How will the New York Times story hurt Governor Cuomo going forward, especially in terms of his attempt to portray himself as a political reformer?
Well, I think the governor is a political reformer. And I know if you look, even before the Moreland Commission existed, he tried very hard to get reforms in place. And then he put this commission together. I think that, you know, the public knows that this is a very difficult thing to do, to get politicians to put things, to put rules in place that will police themselves. And I think the governor has had a lot of success doing that. And when he is out and able to talk to the public and points to the reforms that he did put in place, they're far more than people who preceded him were able to do. Was it as far as we need to go? No, we have more reform in place now than we did before Governor Cuomo, and I think ultimately that's what's going to matter to people.
That was Grant Reher, host of WRVO's Campbell Conversations, speaking with Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney.